And we are going to continue looking at Proverbs this morning.
And
I want to look at wisdom about work. Last week we spoke about wisdom to do with money. And the Bible makes it quite clear that money is the little thing. And in fact, we shouldn't just be living to try and get rich. But whether we are rich or poor, money is supposed to be serving the kingdom of God. I think God likes money. He doesn't need it at all, so it cannot be an idol to him. But he's able to use money to bless people, to advance the kingdom, to do good. Money can also be evil. If it's an idol and it's something you live for, if it seduced your heart, if you withhold it from people, if you put your trust in it, turns out money is actually a useless god. Because money cannot actually do anything particularly spectacular. Can't heal the sick and can't raise the dead. Can't buy a miracle. So last week I spoke about money. And in a way I feel it's appropriate to move forwards from there to the theme of work. Because your relationship to money must be set in order. Because it will help you to set your relationship to work in order. And I was trying to put too much into this message today, so I actually shortened it again. Because I wanted to look at three things. Work.
Yes.
The lazy man. And the driven man, the man who works too much. And I realized it would confuse the issue if I dealt with all three of those in one. So it's going to become three-part message. This week and the next 2 weeks. And today I just want to speak about work. And if you have your Bible, you can open it to Proverbs chapter 12 and verse
11.
And this is the verse for today. It says, "He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment."
There
are many proverbs about work and about laziness and diligence, working hard. But this verse captures the heart of the matter. Because it speaks about working your land and saying you will have enough. But someone who chases after fantasies lacks judgment. And what actually this verse captures is the possibility that there is a middle ground where there is enough work and then there's also the possibility to run after something a fantasy which is like a deception and illusion. Like some people live under the lie that if they had more money they would be happier. And so then the honest work they're doing, they bend it to something dishonest. They steal or they cheat. Or they take a ridiculous risk. Trying to do a business thing that just fails. They're chasing a fantasy. And the fantasy is that they have to have something else in order to be satisfied. And he who works his land will have enough food. He'll have abundant food. It's so humbling. Because the world often says he who has a medical degree will have enough food. He who is a successful businessman who's excellent in his success with business. I mean, working the land is so basic. It's such a simple thing. But we want a career. It's a good thing, by the way, to study and become educated and earn more. It's all
good.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have a dream or an aspiration. But sometimes the foundation for that, sometimes the reason for it is a wrong reason. It's actually possible to do something simple. Whether it's being a gardener or a truck driver or a specialist rocket scientist. But each of those people is actually able to work and produce something that's enough to live off. So we have to try to understand work the way God puts it to us, the way the Bible teaches it.
So
you will spend most of your waking life working. If you think about it, the Bible says 6 days shall you labor and one shall you rest. I prefer a 5-day working week. Apparently in America now a lot of people waste a lot of time. I was reading a statistic yesterday. It said that in a normal week they say probably an hour to say 2 hours a day is wasted. Basically, 20% of their time they waste.
lan futsen.
Which means it's actually only a 4-day working week, the actual amount of work happening. Now, I think in Madagascar, I don't even know how you judge that, how you weigh that. Because a guy who gets up at 4, you may think he's working really hard until you realize that by 8 a.m. he's finished his day's work because most of whatever he tried to sell, most of the people have come and gone and they're now at their jobs. And he sits and he just watches the world go by. It's like a tennis game. There guy goes walking past. There
guy walks past.
And he just sits the rest of the day because he's got nothing else to do. And that's not just the guy selling vegetables. It may be the new graduate who just got their first office job. They're doing the same thing, but with them their head goes up and down on Facebook. scroll. It's the same thing. You can fool yourself that you're working when you're not working. But nevertheless, most of your being awake revolves around work. Now I want to go a bit deeper. Most people think of work as a way of making money. You think of it as labor in exchange for remuneration. Getting
money.
So you think if you got paid, you must have worked.
Or
at least maybe whoever paid you thinks you worked. And you think it was a successful deal. Because you passed the time and you got your paycheck. It's a completely false view of work. Work is not actually only about making money. Some of the hardest jobs don't receive any pay at all. Think of the work of being a mother. Possibly one of the hardest jobs. Working all kinds of difficult hours. At one point in your life, working constantly, day in and day out, 7 days a week. And no one gets paid to be a mother. But when that work is done well, it adds immeasurable value to society. Well, think of this. You think you must get paid to do work. You've been tricked. A student goes to university and he pays to do work. You work as a student and you pay the university. Now it's the opposite way around. You're not being paid to do work, you're paying in order to do work.
So
You think it's a simple transaction that if you do work, someone pays you? But an artist does work. Or a musician.
Nan panao musique.
Paint a painting.
Mano sarosdoko.
Compose a song.
Manao hira, mandrafitra hira.
You worked for hours.
Miasa fa ora maro
ianao. And hours.
A ora maro be.
In the hope that you'd get paid.
Ary manana fanantenana ianao mba homena karama amin'iny.
But there's no guarantee.
Never to miss we guarantee on that.
Sometimes you work to get paid. Sometimes you pay to work. Sometimes you work in the hope that you'll get paid. See, we tend to think of it too simply. We think of it just as an exchange. But actually, work is a deeper thing than that. And a lot of the time, you should work and never get paid for it. When we think about work the wrong way, we start out looking at it as labor for cash. After a while, that sounds too low class, like a common casual laborer. So then we speak of a career. And becoming more of a professional. And climbing the ladder of success. The problem is you can have a great career. You could be a specialist and get paid a lot. And still have no joy and satisfaction. Surely something that you spend so much of your life doing should give you much more than money. If you spend most of your life working, surely there should be much more to it than just getting money. Especially if the Bible says money is just the little thing. See, if money is just the little thing, and you work your whole life, you work your whole life and you get money, it sounds like a bad deal. The Bible's position about work is that work is a calling. It's something that God Himself has instituted. Listen to this quote. The ultimate purpose of work is not income and not prestige. It's not self-fulfillment. Rather, work is to bring glory to God. That's what it means for work to be a calling. The man who said this goes on to say, God calls us to a particular role for a season or for a lifetime. That role requires us to work. Along with God's call comes the grace to perform that work well.
Armiarakam izay antsona andriamanitra dia miaraka amin'izay fahasoavana andriamanitra mba ahavitantsika an'ilay izy tsara.
The ultimate purpose being to display his glory.
Le fomba faratampony tanjona faratampony mba anehoana an'ilay voninahiny.
So work is not about money.
Kany asa izany dia tsy hoe resaka volana tiany ho tenenina.
It's not about prestige.
Tsy hoe le toerana misy anao.
It's not about personal fulfillment.
Tsy resaka hoe mba hafeno anao amin'ny mahatenanao manokana.
It's about bringing glory to God.
Fa mba hitondrana voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
So that's my introduction to what work is.
Ka izay izany le fampidirako an'ilay antsoina hoe inona moa ny asa.
And to build on that, the first point is work is ordained by God. See, work isn't invented by man. It's not something we came up with. In fact, there's moral value to work. And the moral value to work actually comes from the Bible.
Now
it's easy for us to look at a nation like the United States of America. And you see what is the world economic superpower. I'm not saying they're doing everything right. I'm just saying they are a world economic superpower. When people look back on America's history, they say that wealth, that strength was built on hard work. In fact, they have a term for it. They call it the Protestant work ethic. It is the way of working, the way a Protestant thinks about work. Remember, America was founded by pioneers. Who left Europe. Many being persecuted by the Catholic Church. I'm not saying the Catholic Church is bad, I'm just talking about history. And so because they were under pressure, those Protestants went to go and form a New England or a New Holland. And they went to the United States. And they did two things. They worked hard. And they worked honestly. And that's what we call the Protestant work ethic. To work hard and to work honestly. But where did it come from? It actually comes from the Bible. In the beginning, in the creation account, it tells us that God made man in his image. In other words, God made us like him. And what he'd been doing up until that point was working.
නම් යුත්තේ කිව්දේ න්‍යාස්
He created the heavens and the earth.
නම්ුර් නම් තන්සන් ලන් ට්‍රිස්
He created the animals and the sea and the birds.
නම්ුර් නනි පීප්සන් ෆූර්නසන් රන් මාසන්
And at the end on the sixth day he created man in his image.
ආර් තම් ෆරන් තම් යන් ෆයෙන් නැති නම්ුර් නන් යුල්ලිස් තාකන් යෙන්ඩ්‍රන්
And Then it says he rested from all the work he had done.
At ia vind lazan taue ar ten tsatris tamreo asa rehetra zay nataony.
So God works.
Tsanoe niasa andriamanitra.
He works creatively.
Niasa izy tampamoronana.
He works constantly.
Niasa tsintsatra izy a.
Until he rests.
Mandrapitsatrany.
He works gloriously.
Ary niasa tena hoe bevoninahitra izy.
He works excellently.
Ary niasa tena hoe tanteraka sy tonga lafatra izy.
The Bible tells us all his works give him praise.
Ary ny Baiboly dia nilaza niasa ny ray manontolo samy dera azy avokoa.
And then he makes Adam and Eve in his likeness.
Dia vezy nanamboatra ny Adama sy Eva tahaka ny endriny a.
And in Genesis chapter 2,
Deo am Genesis tuk faru,
and verse 15,
andin fati membe ful.
It says he put Adam in the garden to work it and take care of it.
Deo ze na petran tao amin'ny saedena Adama mba hiasa an'io sy karakaran'io.
His command to man,
le baiko an'ny ol,
to Adam and Eve,
ho an'ny Adama sy Eva,
was to be fruitful.
Mba hoe mokatra
doesn't just mean make babies, eh?
Dikan'izay tsy hoe manao zazakely fotsiny ihany a.
And I made enough, so I'm not on the wrong side. I'm not defending my position.
Zako tsy hoe miaro an'ny nenafa be da be ny zanako, tsy hoe miaro an'izay toerana misy azay a.
But he meant be productive in every way.
Fa am lafindretra etra, okay nareo amokatra.
Fill the earth and subdue it, meaning rule over the earth.
Hoe feno ny tany a de manjaka aminy any dikan'izay hoe okay nareo no ifeno tany.
Work the garden.
Tena karakarao asao le zaridaina.
Now that was before there were weeds.
Zany de mialohany le mba hoe mialohany nisy ny ahidratsy zany.
Before there was sin.
Mialohany nahatongava ny fahotana.
What God said was work.
Fa ny zavatra nitenenin'Andriamanitra dia hoe asa.
In order to take something which hasn't yet shown its full potential and bring it to its full potential.
Hoe nisy zavatra mety mbola tsy tonga ao amin'ny faratampony tokony hoe izany a dia hoentinao a ho any amin'ny fahafenony a, amin'ny fahafenonin'ny zavatra iny.
There is a boring blank canvas. Put a painting on it.
Misy ohatra lewe le tableau foot tsy mbola misy ninininy a asio sary hosodoko iny.
There is an empty room. Furnish it with beautiful things.
You misy efitrano afona tsy nininina feno ifanaka mafinaritra ao.
There's some ingredients. Make something that tastes good.
Ireo misy fitaovana azonao ampiasana amboarao anaovanao zavatra matsiro.
There's some musical notes. Put them together to make a song.
Ireo misy noty a mozika isan-karazana atambatambarao anaovanao hira mahafinaritra.
There's some ground lying unutilized. Turn it into a garden.
Io misy tany tsisy mpiasa amboaro iny ho lasa zaridaina tsara.
Before there was sin.
Nialohany nisy ny fahotana.
God actually invited us into the concept of work.
Andriamanitra mihitsy no manasantsika ho ao amin'ny resaka asa.
As a way of inviting us to participate in something divine.
Ohatrany hoe fomba anankiray anasana antsika andray anjara amin'ny zavatra masina.
Because he himself creates and works and builds.
Satria izy tenany mihitsiny a na namboatra izy a ny asa izy a nanangana izy.
Do you lay bricks?
Nareo ve mandrafitra briky?
It says Jesus is building his church.
Jesosy ny tena Jesosy a izy manangana ny fiangonany.
He's not like parking off there like a lazy man.
Tsy hoe io izy fa mipetraka fotsiny ohatran'le kamolahy be ireny.
Jesus is building.
Miasa Jesosy manangana.
His church.
Manangana ny fiangonany. Miasa izy.
He's a builder.
Mpandrafitra izy na hoe mpanamboatra trano izy.
He lives to intercede for us.
Ary miaina eo izy a mba ho mpanelanelana ho antsika.
He's not just sitting back having a cigar with his dad.
Tsy hoe io izy akory fa ao maka miankinankina mifoka sigara miaraka amin'ny dadany.
He's interceding, he's praying for us.
Mivavaka ho antsika izy, manelanelana ho antsika izy.
It says he doesn't even sleep. God is constantly active and productive.
Yes, ke fon andremanta zan mamukata fon iz.
It's amazing.
Malin zan.
Work is in the nature and character of God.
Ni asa te wanatin natura stuetan andremant.
Which means work has to be by definition something holy.
Rate nenam famarita na ni asa zan dewe savata masin.
Something glorious.
Savata pevunait.
Something of the nature and essence of God.
Tena we awanatin natura zile antandremanta means.
And so when God says to Adam, work the garden, he's not making Adam more like a slave, he's making Adam more like God. And then Adam sins. You know the story. And the ground is cursed. And because of sin, there's thorns and hard things to work with. So work becomes harder. But hear this clearly this morning. Work was not cursed. Cursed, work itself remains glorious.
Niasa tsileasa kurnu vouzna faniasa mbulam tueta upevunaita fona yan.
It just becomes harder to achieve the glorious result that work can produce.
Fananzarne mafutsnyana zai votrata lezavata pevunaita vukarn leasa.
But work is still a sacred thing.
Faniasa mbula zavata masna fona yan.
We just have to work harder in order to bring it to being.
A family miasa mafku kutsika mba fatsika mtundra nazy amtoerana mamisy azy.
For this reason,
arnuzany antony
zany, we should pursue our work with faithfulness.
Miltsika manoy hatrany asa totsika amin'ny fitoetra matoky
and strength. In order to bring glory to the one who gave us this calling. Because it's a calling to participate in something divine. But sadly, these days, people are lazy. They work badly, they're sloppy in their work. There's no heart of excellence. They ask the question, what's in it for me? Before I do this, what are you going to give me to do it? They want to know that it's got to satisfy them and fulfill them. And half the time they start a job, they don't finish it. They don't do it with excellence. Because they have a wrong attitude towards work. Imagine if you carried that attitude over to your marriage. Or to parenting. You said, what's in it for me? I'm not
going
to do this unless it satisfies me. How much will I get paid? The mother doesn't get paid to change nappies. The father doesn't get paid to love his wife. But it's hard work sometimes. And what you start, you must finish. See, our attitude to work is wrong. And there are two ways in which our attitude is wrong. When you don't see work as a holy calling, you're going one direction or the other direction. either work becomes something to you that you resent.
Na le asa lasa manzaro e zavatra otra ne hala nao tsitinao manao anazy.
It's a drudgery.
Lasa otra ne mitarazoka be no zay manao anazy.
You can't wait for the clock at 5 p.m. or whenever you get to go home.
Eva tsy andrinao mihitsy no tsaiko hoe amin'ny firy amin'ny dimy angamba no le fotoana firavanandanana mody.
Work is like a necessary evil. It's just something you have to do in order to get to real life.
Hoe otra ne zavatra tsy maintsy ataonao zavatra ratsy mba hahafahanao tsy maintsy manao an'iny ianao mba hahafahanao tonga any amin'ny.
And so you do the very least that you have to do. You don't enjoy it at all. You're working because you have to. The other extreme is when work itself becomes the goal. And we make work the one thing that we're proud of. Our business or our wealth is our satisfaction. Or our identity is in our career. You must call me professor. I went to university for many years to get that title. And you've basically made work into your idol. Because you're living either for the money or the prestige or the fulfillment. But work is not for money, prestige, or fulfillment. Work is a calling for the glory of God. And so we either become the lazy man who's trying to avoid work, do as little as possible not to lose his job, and as soon as he's out of there, he thinks he starts living. He resents work. Or the other extreme. Work is your idol because it gives you money, prestige, or fulfillment. In other words, it is your satisfaction in life. The Bible challenges those two positions. When work is a calling, then it has a place in our lives. It's not occupying the center. Work should have a place in your life. It should not have the place in your life. It should not occupy the center. It is both a natural and a spiritual thing at the same time. And it is a holy thing. Because all of our lives should be holy. Just like marital intimacy, or eating food without being a glutton,
First Corinthians 10:31
says whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so the Bible positions work as a It has a place in our lives.
Aka niametran pai pulu niase o fiainatsika izany hoe manana ny toerany koa io ao anatin'ny fiainatsika, toerany anankiray.
But so does rest have a place in our lives?
Dia tahaka an'izany koa ny fialan-tsasatra ihany koa manana toerana anankiray koa ao anatin'ny fiainatsika.
And so does family have a place in our lives?
Tahaka an'izay koa ny fianakaviana ihany koa dia manana toerana iray ao anatin'ny fiainatsika.
And so does recreation have a place in our lives?
Ny fakan-drivotra ihany koa na hoe fialan-tsasatra ihany dia manana ny toerana anankiray ao anatin'ny fiainatsika koa.
When we work for the glory of God.
Rehefa miasa tsika dia miasa ho an'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
Do you get that?
Azonareo tsara izay?
When you work for the glory of God.
Rehefa miasa ianao dia miasa ho an'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
That's where work becomes hard and honest.
Ary rehefa eo amin'izay toerana izay manomboka memafy ny asa ary tsy misy ataonao amin'ny fo madio.
You work hard and you work honestly.
Miasa mafy ianao ary ataonao ohatrany hoe tsisy hosoka ao anatin'ilay izy.
That stops you from being the lazy man.
Ary izany dia mampitsahatra anao tsy hoany amin'ilay hoe kamolahy.
And when you stop working.
Dia rehefa mijanona ianao tsy miasa.
You rest for the glory of God.
Dia miala sasatra indray ianao ho an'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra ihany koa.
Which means you trust.
Dikan'izay dia hoe mahatoky ianao.
That work is not your provider, God is your provider.
Hoe tsy ilay asa akory mpamatsy ianao fa Andriamanitra mpamatsy ianao.
Oh, the Jews struggled with that.
Ny Jews tena misahirana mihitsy tamin'izany.
They were very good at doing business.
Satria zareo tena mahay manao business be
mihitsy. There was always another deal to be done.
Misy zavatra azo atao foana foana.
Always another thing to sell or buy.
Misy zavatra azo vidinana varotana foana.
And God had to put it in the law.
Dia mila napetrak'Andriamanitra tao anatin'ny lalàna mihitsy ilay izy.
And say, on the Sabbath you may not work.
Dia hozy izy hoe amin'ny andro sabata ianareo tsy mahazo miasa.
And they do a quick sum in their head.
Dia nanomboka nanao kajikajy izy tao anatin'ny sainy tao.
1/7 of my profits lost.
Ay, ny ray ampahafitony tombony tokony ho azoko izany tsy azoko.
God's trying to stop me from making money.
Tena ohatra ny atsahatr'Andriamanitra hoe tsy avelany ahazo vola.
14% less rich.
Zao azo izany lasa memahantra 14%.
It's 1/7.
Izay tsinona ilay hoe ray ampahafito
God had to teach them that they didn't depend on work to prosper.
Nila nampianatra azy Andriamanitra hoe tsy mila miankina amin'ny asa anareo izay vao aomby.
That he would prosper them.
Fa izy tena no ampahomby azy ireo.
That fruitfulness and blessing comes from God.
Ny vokatra sy ny fitahiana dia avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
So you don't have to be the lazy man because when you work hard and you work honestly.
Ka ianao tsy mila le hoe le olona kamo satria rehefa miasa ianao dia miasa mafy ary miasa tsy misy osoka.
And you don't have to be the workaholic.
Ary tsy hoe le olona ohatrany hoe lasa hoe miasa foana miasa fatratra iny.
Always on the go. Always trying to do work.
Infa miezaka foana tsy maintsy manao asa foana miasa foana.
Even hiding behind the excuse, but I have to, otherwise I can't, I'll starve.
And tsy mila miafinafinao amin'ilay fitenenana ihany koa tsy maintsy manao an'io fa raha tsy izany maty misary.
If there are people working when they should be in church.
Ohatra hoe miasa izy hoe tokony ho aty am-piangonana izy nefa loza miasa.
It's because they don't trust God to provide for them.
Dikan'izay hoe tsy mahatoky an'Andriamanitra izy hoe Andriamanitra afaka mamatsy azy.
In general.
Amin'ny ankapobeny.
There are certain jobs that cannot stop even when church is happening.
Fa misy kosa nefa asa izay tsy azo tsahatra na dia hoe amin'ny fivoriam-piangonana.
But some people do have a choice.
Fa misy nefa ny olona manana safidy tsara mihitsy izy.
And they choose to work instead of go to worship.
Fa misafidy izy aloko mandeha miasa toy izay mandeha midera an'Andriamanitra.
It just means they're worshiping their work.
Ny tenenina izany dia hoe ny asany no deraina.
It means they're not trusting God to provide for them.
Dikan'izay izany hoe tsy mahatoky an'Andriamanitra izy hoe Andriamanitra afaka mamatsy azy.
So those are the two attitudes to work that we get it wrong, either with the lazy man or with the workaholic man.
Ka ireo izany ilay anankiroa izay ohatra hoe diso mifandraisantsika anazy na tsika ilay olona kamo na ilay olona hoe miasa lasa iny mihitsy foana rehefa tsy manao an'iny izy dia tsy mety.
Over the next 2 weeks we're going to explore those.
Ao anatin'ny herinandro anankiroa mbola hodinidiniantsika bebe kokoa ireo.
But I want to put it to you that work, whether it is paid work or unpaid work, is spiritual.
na arapa spiritual.
It's holy.
Na utawa yetritnowe masna.
And it must occupy the right place in our lives.
Arzan de tukni ananan tueranam tukni siaze wanatan fianatsik.
What place has it got in your life?
Inan tuerana azun zany ao anatin'ny fiainanao.
Think about it.
Eritrereto tsara le izy.
How do you relate to work?
Ahoana ny fomba fifandraisanao amin'ny asa?
Do you think, ah, I don't look forward to it. I don't want to do it.
Ny anao ve mitrera, ah, sy dia va tsy kampy mitsy anao, tsy te anao anio a.
I don't want to study for that test.
Za tsy mila tsy te hianatra ho an'io fanadinan'io mitsy a.
I don't want to go work for that boss.
Za tsy te hiasa ho an'ny patron iny mitsy.
I'm not going to work hard for him.
Za kosa aloha tsy hiasa mafy ho anazy eo a.
You're not. You're going to work hard for the glory of God. Because God's called you in this season. To this task. And you should work for Him. You see, my final point, which I've already made, is this. Work is good. Work itself is something divine because God works.
Niasa tenanya de zavatra niasa means zany raha resahana de zavatra tsara ary masina satria Andriamanitra aza miasa.
Whatever work you have to do this week.
Ninina asa tokony ataonao amin'ny herinandro ity.
Whatever work you have to do this week.
Ninina asa tokony ataonao amin'ny herinandro ity.
Whether it's the work of cooking a meal for your family.
Na io asa hoe fandrahoan-tsakafo ho an'ny fianakavianao.
Or whether it's the work for an unsaved boss that's like Pharaoh.
Na io ohatrany hoe asa izay ataonao amina patron mbola tsy voavonjy tahaka ny farao.
Know that you work because you are created in the likeness of God. And He's invited you into something divine. And He has grace for you for the tasks that He has called you to. And by the enabling grace of God, you can work hard and you can work honestly for His glory. Let's pray. Father, help us to adjust the way we view work. Especially if we haven't seen it as a holy thing. If we've seen it as a curse. If we've hated it or if we've even worshipped
it.
Help us to put it in its proper place. So that we can work hard when we work. And rest well when we rest. All for your glory. Amen.
Amen.